But is there some gigantic, beautiful volleyball complex in Fairfield that both of them went over there?
I guess Fairfield High. They just, they had a little double dip over there in Fairfield.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, then ate at Sam's afterwards on the big buffet, you know.
You mm-hmm. sure?
No, I don't know that.
Might have gone
I
over
would
there.
Have,
yeah,
you know.
Sure,
yeah.
Never know.
Yeah, yeah.
I know
yeah.
that's what David Campbell did because he was already talking about it last Friday.
About going to Sam's?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that Sam's, they do have a spread.
Yeah.
Yeah, they do. Yeah,
it's been a while since I've been there. I think we were at a Cotton Bowl about the last time I stopped there. Don't find myself in Fairfield all that often. But
well, you people find their way through Fairfield.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Sure.
There went Fairfield.
Fairfield, because of the district that Brian and Consall pull from, which is around the Metroplex.
Mm-hmm.
Fairfield is an excellent playoff spot for everything except football.
Sure.
Because I mean they do volleyball there. I think they maybe even done some basketball games there.
Yeah. So. Okay. Yeah. JetBlue hoping to fend off some bad publicity. They put that apology out there on YouTube. Did you hear about this? Passengers stranded on the tarmac over the weekend.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
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 How long was it?
They were cold.
Like 7 hours or something.
Oh yeah. The pilot was begging for, you know, food and anything.
They did. They ran the audio on that saying, you know, I've got a lady or a passenger here who's a paraplegic, right?
Uh-huh.
And, you know, needs care. Anyway. The chief operating officer of JetBlue, who looks about 12, by the way, said, quote, "We know we let some of you down over the course of this weekend, and for that we're truly sorry. But what do you expect for these kind of fares?" No, he didn't say that. The company promises it will cooperate with the Department of Transportation in their investigation in one high-profile incident. A flight sat on the tarmac in Hartford for 8 hours.
I wouldn't need to be shot with a tranquilizer, do you?
Yeah.
How many times does that happen, and, you know, you just get an apology later, you know?
Yeah.
Well, you know. Is there nobody saying, hey, this is something we're going to be apologizing for next week if we don't do something about it?
I don't remember. We were coming back from someplace, and the plane was diverted. It could not land at Bush, so it landed at Easterwood Airport.
Mm-hmm.
And they, you know, wouldn't let us off. Come on. Just look. Just would it kill you? I mean, the house is right over there. It's not that far.
Well, I don't know if you all remember, but that happened to me exactly. Yeah. We were diverted to Easterwood, and there were like four of us on the plane that were living in College Station.
See, that's enough so you could chant.
Well, no, they let us off. They let us off.
What?
I was shocked. Yes, it was Continental. Yeah, I told
what
this story.
Year was
well,
this?
Yes, not
this
like it's going to be Delta.
No. This was 3 or 4 years ago. I was coming from Omaha.
Okay.
And we were diverted, couldn't land at Bush, and we landed at
How'd you get your car back?
At Easterwood. Well, no, I was parked at Easterwood.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I was going to get on a plane from Bush to Easterwood.
Oh, that'd be even worse. You're looking.
Yeah, so
you look and you see your car out there. I'm so close.
Yeah.
The only thing they told us, they said, you know, if you had any baggage checked, we couldn't get that off the plane. I said, hey, don't worry about it. I'll come back to the airport and get it later. But they let us off. Yeah, about four of us.
Yeah.
I was shocked. I really was. But shocked.
You should have chanted. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
We won off.
Yeah.
We won off.
They did. They let us off.
Okay. Well, maybe things have changed then. I mean, again.
Well, I really think that it was a decision that they thought about and almost didn't make and then said, oh, okay.
Yeah. So. Hey, we've talked about various situations, and it's been in both cities. I can remember. I don't know if it's still going on, Chase. Do they still have that deal where if you see somebody driving recklessly in the city of Bryan, you can call somebody?
If they do, they don't promote it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, we've talked about in the two-name city how if someone's yard doesn't look quite up to standards, you can call the enforcement people and they'll come out and have a look. We call it Narc Out Your Neighbor.
Well, the homeowners associations hire people to do
that. Well, they do, but, I mean, there's some areas where it's not quite as... I don't know, structured, okay?
Right.
So just in case you happen to be driving by somebody you don't like and you see their house looks ratty, then you can call. Anyway, now, oh, man, Austin is on the cutting edge.
Mm-hmm.
Residents in Austin may soon have the power to issue parking tickets by taking pictures.
Whoa.
Yep. They can take pictures of somebody else's car with their smartphone. A unanimous council vote took place to explore the concept of deputizing vigilante meter maids using an iPhone app.
This won't have any problems.
This will end so well.
and again, it's Austin.
Uh-huh.
Disabled advocates pushed the program at a council meeting in hopes of guaranteeing easier parking. They were joined by others who were just interested in being able to write tickets for $511. The nonprofit group Parking Mobility created an Android, BlackBerry, and iPhone parking ticket app, which encourages cities to adopt the program because they can generate revenue. I mean, let's call it what it is. The system requires a person to take three photographs of the alleged violator. One of the license plate, one of the windshield, and then one showing the car and the handicap parking sign. The software sends the photos and the GPS location to the city so it can issue the ticket. Now, do they need to have an officer come out and verify this? Or do they just go ahead and do it? Hello?
You know, I just wish I had an ex-wife and Photoshop,
which that could lead to anything.
Well, then again, and that's about where I was going to go. Because you could probably Photoshop anybody into just about anything you wanted to right there.
Yeah. And if they're
parked. How could you?
Yeah.
And if they're parked at, if you're trying to bust somebody on being parked in a handicap, how do you know that, that the handicap symbol is painted on the concrete.
On the concrete,
the parking space. If the car is parked over where it would be. Because you gotta have both for it to be a legitimate handicap slot.
Hello?
Who's gonna take pictures of the assault and battery that's gonna happen?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
That'll be on YouTube later.
You need a backup photographer for that.
But there you go. That's Parking Mobility. That's the name of the group, and, they're over in Austin, and it was a unanimous council vote, so.
Austin weird.
Yeah. Hey, this was in the news this morning. I guess you heard about this, that Macy's, been in business for more than 150 years, for the first time in its history, will have a midnight Black Friday opening of all of their stores on November the 25th.
Wow.
The usual discounts and special deals will accompany the midnight opening. Macy's joins other retailers who have been getting an early start on the traditional shopping season at the stroke of midnight on the day after Thanksgiving. So I want you to think about that, because after all, they've had Thanksgiving dinner the day before. They're going to be thrilled to death to have to get up at 11 o'clock after a nap so they could come in and go to work at midnight. And okay, let's say that somebody comes in, or let's say seven people come into the Macy's in College Station and they stay until 12:30.
Right.
Yeah. It's going to be a little quiet in there about 3:15 in the kitchenwares department, I'm just saying.
You know, the real torture would be if you were the person working in the bedware, you know, whatever it's called.
Linens. Yeah.
You got those fake mattresses right there.
Oh man. Yeah.
I'm just going to take those on a test ride real quick.
Just do that, man. I want to do that.
Or, and I guess, you know, someplace that where they don't have, in the departments that don't have traditionally high Christmas sales, you know, if you're having to stand around there, leaning up against the counter, slipping and falling off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shoes.
So, yeah. That'll be big. That'll be really, really big.
And in New York, you just had that parade the day before, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, you're cleaning up after giant Snoopies.
Well, and the other thing, if you're really in a really, really big city and the weather's really, really cold, you're going to have people who are going to come into that store with no intention of spending any money.
They're
just going to look for some climate control place to be.
Yeah, you think?
Which will be great.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you'll want to roust those people, won't you? But, I mean, saying all that, I'm in a grocery-torium yesterday where the three of us have been.
Uh-huh.
And sure enough,
together? Were we there together again? Was it a joint trip?
I think we've been there separately.
I'm going to the bakery first.
Chase wants to see if they've got any St. Patrick's Day donuts on sale.
That's right.
Yeah. Anyway.
For everybody.
Chase keeps texting me from frozen food.
OMG, Tom.
You wouldn't believe what they now have for party snacks. Yeah. Anyway, but they got a 20-foot aisle, you know, three different levels there of Christmas stuff.
Hmm.
Already.
Did you protest loudly?
No, I don't.
And obnoxiously?
I'm just in a grocery store.
Yeah.
Okay? Well, yeah.
Cause I'm there thinking, oh, I do need reindeer plates. Oh, how silly of me to not buy Christmas lights before coming in here. Anyway. So
they wouldn't do it unless it sells.
Well, I guess. Well, no, they wouldn't do it unless corporate told them to.
Corporate told it to.
Yeah.
But the longer,
anymore, it's a corporate dictate.
I guess the longer it's out before Christmas, the less there is to put away after Christmas, huh?
No, it's the idea that you're going to go by it every day, and they're going to wear you down so that you'll have to buy your Christmas napkins there.
Yeah.
Because you wouldn't dare want to go anyplace else. But then I'm thinking, you know, you go to the dollar store, go ahead and score some of those right now.
It's time to mobilize your...